The storm raged. For the last month, the Northern Hemisphere had been beset by thunderstorms, unequalled in the records of mankind. The weathermen spent all their working days testing their corns, seaweed, and other oracles, but had to confess themselves at a loss. In the large study of his new country house, Crucible threw another log on the fire and settled himself deeper into his armchair. The storm continued. His conscience, perforce the most robust and untroubled in Europe, was troubling him. Something was wrong with this Hades business. Certainly not on the monetary side, for his commission over the last 3 weeks had been exceedingly generous, as his country house, 2 cars, 5 racehorses, and 1 yacht, plainly stated. Hell had been a great success. The top people were going to flock there, and it had had the approval of the establishment. But something was wrong. Something to do with those heavy storms. Somewhere in his mind, the inner Crucible, equipped with wings, halo, and harp, was bouncing up and down on Crucible's conscience. The thunder murmured. Boom! The devil appeared, looking very agitated, and ran to Crucible's cocktail cabinet. He poured himself a belladonna and whirled round to Crucible.
I can't stand any more of it, he screamed.
His hand was shaking. More of what?
Your lot! They've turned my home into bedlam! Noise, noise, noise! I can't get a good night's rest! Do you realize I haven't slept for over 2 weeks? Nothing but yelling teen...
One moment. You say they disturb you?
Oh, very funny.
Why not close hell for a while and take a holiday?
I've tried. Heaven knows.
Rumble.
I've tried. Will they leave? No. A bunch of thugs threatened to get me if I tried to close their noisy, blaring paradise. Rumble. I can't move without being mobbed by savage hordes of autograph hunters. I'm famous. I can't get a bit of peace. It's hell down there.
The devil was now kneeling on the floor, tears streaming down his face.
You've got to help me. Hide me. Do something. Oh, God, I wish...
The thunder split the heavens in twain. The sky echoed and re-echoed with the sound. Crucible slumped in his chair, his hands clapped over his bursting eardrums. Then there was silence. The devil lay in the middle of the floor, surrounded by light. Then the thunder spoke.
Do you wish to return?
Oh, yes, sir. Please. I'm sorry. I apologize for everything. I'm sorry about that apple. Truly I am.
On the bookshelf, a bust of Charles Darwin shattered to fragments.
I'm sorry. Please take me back. Please.
Come.
The devil vanished. Outside, the storm subsided. Crucible rose, shaken from the chair. Staggering over to the window, he looked into the fast, clearing evening sky. Then, out of the sunset, came a hand and arm of light, raised in salute. Crucible smiled. Don't mention it, sir. It was a pleasure. He closed the window.